Welcome to the podcast of Life Change Church, where we exist to love people to life change. We hope that this podcast is both challenging and encouraging to you. Enjoy the message.
I said this before, but typically on a Sunday morning, what I'm talking about is really what I struggle with throughout the week. So usually I'm up here, I'm preaching to myself more than I'm preaching to anybody else. And let me just tell you, this is one of those weeks where I'm preaching to myself. Like, nothing really crazy happened, but, like, there was just some part of this week where I was like, a little bummed out, right? I'm, like, just, I was kind of down. I was thinking, like, man, what if I messed this up? What if I messed that up? What if I completely ruined that situation? Or what if I walk into this situation and I completely, like, just bomb it, right?
What if I don't write this sermon well? What if the sermon doesn't come out right? What if I can't talk good, talk well? What if I can't do these things, right? I think it's really easy to talk yourself into a point where you're just discouraged. And that's kind of where I was. I was really talking myself into becoming discouraged. I think if we're honest with ourselves, I think many of us, we do this, right? It's so easy to become discouraged. And all around us, there's so much discouragement that we live in, right? I think if you think about it, it really starts kind of back in like the early parts of life. Like, just think about school for a second. You go to school, right? You get dropped off into this environment where things are all of a sudden like new, fresh, and weird. And you're like, where is my support system? Where's my family? They're gone. This is what happens. This is what they do to us when we're like little kids. It's kind of messed up when you think about it. And then you go to recess time and you're like pumped for it because like you're kind of bored and you're thinking going to recess. And then what happens? You go out there and you play some game and then you get picked last. And then all of a sudden you begin to question yourself, right? You're thinking like, man, what if I'm not good enough? And it continues all the way through. We get older, and then there's these kids in like advanced classes, and then we're not in the advanced class, so we're thinking like, you know what, I'm below. I'm just average. I'm not even average, right? And then all of a sudden, somebody makes fun of you, so you just feel worse and worse. It makes you feel completely alone, and you just felt unpopular, right? What's crazy is today is we have this thing called social media, which is kind of like the hard data to whether to encourage us or discourage us. I think it's oftentimes it discourages us, right? Think about social media. If someone doesn't like our picture, or if we don't get a bunch of likes from our post, what do? We think, oh man, that must mean that's not that good, right? I'm not that good. Nobody likes me. And there's proof. There's actual hard data proof that nobody likes me. There's like 3 likes. In fact, I don't even know if there's 3. There's like 2.5 because that one person, I don't even know, but they like everything I post, so it doesn't even count as a full one, right? And then if somebody unfriends us, then what do? Again, we point back to that thinking, that hard data. And it's so easy to become discouraged. I think, in fact, it's the norm. For many of us, it's normal. It's just a normal way of thinking, of being discouraged. Maybe you've experienced that this week, right? Maybe you walked into work this week and you had a project that was due. You turned it into your boss, and then he looked at you, and it wasn't anywhere near what he was thinking that you were going to do. And it left you feeling, man, I'm not good enough, right? Maybe you had a rough week with your spouse, and then everything you did was just wrong. I don't know if anybody's ever had a week like that. I never have, but no, you have one of those weeks where everything you do is wrong, and so you just figure, you know what, why should I even try? And you're just discouraged. Maybe you got together with your outlaws. Some people call them in-laws. If you know mine, they're called outlaws. Maybe you got together with them, and maybe they questioned everything you did, and you just felt unworthy. Maybe you even got a new pair of pants or a new haircut and nobody even noticed, right? It's messed up. But maybe that's what happened. I think really, though, this is a place where we find ourselves. It's an easy place to be, this place of discouragement. And it's really an easy place to camp out. I think we may even like to sit there, right? We'll sit there on social media and we'll see all these people going on vacation. We'll see people going out to eat. We'll see people going to the movies. Meanwhile, we're like scrolling through Facebook and all we're doing is we're watching a movie from the library and we're eating ramen noodles. Like, that's a lot of times where we camp out because it's normal to think in a discouraging way. But through this series, what we're talking about thinking different. And my challenge you is to think different, to change the normal and to create a new normal. And what we've learned from this series is that when we do that, it goes beyond just us. When we think different, it has a way of impacting others. And today I want to talk about that. I want to talk about how we can impact others with a mindset of encouragement, because I believe God is calling all of us to become an encourager. God is calling us to build others up. He's calling us to lift others up in a world that's constantly tearing others down. Because the truth is this, God works through encouragement. God works through encouragement. In fact, that's what I want you to walk away with. This is the key thought to this entire message today, is that God works through encouragement. And when we encourage others, really God is working through us. When we encourage others, we are representing Him. We're God with skin on it when we encourage others. In fact, I'd say one of the most spiritual things that we can do is to be an encourager, is to encourage others. One of the most spiritual things we can do is to build somebody up, to encourage them, to lift those around you, because God works through encouragement. And we can see this in our lives if we live this out, and we can also see this in the life of Paul as well. So if you have your Bibles, go with me. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 7 today, and we're going to read verses 5 through 7. So if you have your Bibles or your Bible app, go there with me. If you don't have a Bible, again, I challenge you to download the YouVersion Bible app. It's an incredible resource to have, to take with you wherever you go. There's actually reading plans on there. If you're a person who's never read the Bible before, you're like, where do I start? Do I just open the minute and just start reading and then just think that it's going to apply to me? Oftentimes you'll get a passage of scripture that could be really weird. So don't do that. Start with a reading plan that will guide you where you should go. But in this passage of scripture, here's the Apostle Paul. And he's talking to the Corinthians. And he's explaining the situation that he went through. Now here's Paul. He's a guy that had went through just about every discouraging thing you could think about. Anything discouraging, anything you can even imagine, Paul's gone through it. And here he is. He's describing one of those instances. So check this out. 2 Corinthians 7, 5 through 7. It says, when we arrived in Macedonia, there was no rest for us. We faced conflict from every direction, with battles on the outside and fear on the inside. But God, who encourages those who are discouraged, encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. His presence was a joy, but so was the news he brought of the encouragement he received from you. Here's Paul, right? And he's explaining that really to the Corinthians, how he and his crew were in this thing when they're going to Macedonia, and they arrived and they were completely exhausted. He said that there was a place there at this place where there was no rest for them. Let me just see. How many of us can relate to that feeling, right? How many of you have ever felt like you've had no rest, right? Like you're going, you continue to keep going, and there's never this end. Like if you have kids, that's where you are right now, right? This place of no rest, this point of exhaustion, this point where we just want to give up, but we can't because we have to continue going on because there's no rest. And I don't know about you, but when I don't have rest, I'm just going to say this, I'm a little bit on edge, right? I'm a little bit edgy. I'm a little bit grumpy. You can ask my wife. She'll tell you for sure. She might even offer that advice for you without even you asking about it. But when I don't have rest, I'm grumpy. And really, when you're without rest, it's this place of deep discouragement. And then Paul continues to talk about a situation, and he says there was conflict all around him. No rest and conflict don't mix. And this is what Paul's describing, what he's going through. He's saying there's battles on the outside and there's fear on the inside. I think if we think about it, really, it's really how many of us live, right? This describes many of our lives right now where we've gotten to this place of exhaustion, but the battles continue. If you think about it, just because we're tired, it doesn't mean the bills stop coming in, right? Just because we're tired, it doesn't mean all of a sudden the kids are all of a sudden going to become well-behaved and perfect angels. In fact, it's oftentimes the exact opposite. Just because we're tired doesn't mean the deadlines at work are just going to stop. Just because we're tired, the pressures around us aren't just going to stop. Oftentimes what happens, though, is our exhaustion throws us off. We get into this place where we almost get surprised by the things that are going on around us. We get to this place where we're like, you know what, I'm so tired, and all of a sudden something happens. Like, I didn't expect that, right? I didn't see that coming. And then we're almost scared of what's going to happen next. We live in this place of fear. We live in this crazy anxiety on the inside, hoping and afraid of what the next thing's going to happen to us. We've got battles on the outside and fear on the inside. But check out verse 6. Verse 6, Paul says these two words. He says, but God. But God. Here, I'm going to get you, we're going to be a little interactive here, and we're actually going to say this together, because at some point this week when you're tired and exhausted, you might need to tell yourself this. You might need to scream this in your life. You may look crazy to the people around you, but you may need to say, but God. So I'm going to count to three, and we're all going to say it real loud. You guys ready? 1, 2, 3, but God. We could probably do better. Let's do better. Sometimes we hear the kids in here. So let's make the kids hear us. Let's do one more time. One, two, three. But God. All right. That was good. It's really good. But we need to say that to ourselves. And what's incredible is this. When you see something negative in the Bible, when you see something negative and it's followed by a but God, like that's when it's about to get good, right? That's when it's about to get crazy. Here he is. Here's Paul. He's describing this. He's saying we're facing conflict on the outside. We're facing battles on the inside. But he says, but God, who encourages those who are discouraged. But God is an encourager for those who are discouraged. That's good news. And he says he encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. I love this. Because what does God do? He encourages those who are discouraged. And how does he do it? He does it through other people. They are encouraged by the arrival of a guy named Titus. I hope today if you walked in here, you were feeling discouraged. I hope today if you walked in here, you're feeling hurt, you're feeling confused, if you're feeling uncertain about some decisions that you have to make, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling strained, if you're exhausted, if you're to that point where there's battles on the outside and fear on the inside, I hope that you walk away differently because there's a but God waiting for you. God encourages those who are discouraged, and he uses people to do it. The truth is somebody cares. God cares. God loves to encourage those who are discouraged, and he wants to send a Titus to you. God works through encouragement, and he wants to work through you. The truth is maybe you're here today, and maybe you need to be a Titus to someone else. I want to encourage you to be an encourager. Because you have no idea just how a simple message of encouragement can change a life. Even something that may not seem like it's a big deal to you could be something incredibly huge to somebody else. Maybe even just remembering somebody's name can be a gift that God uses to help lift them up in a special way. When there's trouble on the outside and there's fear on the inside, there's a but God waiting for us. We serve a God who encourages those who are discouraged. And one of the most spiritual things we can do is to be like God, to be that voice of encouragement in a world of discouragement, to be that voice of encouragement when there's so many hurtful voices around. And when we do it, it will bring joy to others. Think about this. Think about what would happen if we encouraged others in our lives. Think about the impact that we would make on others. Think about the impact we would make on those who are close to us. And think about the change that would do inside each and every one of us. God works through encouragement. Let me just give you a couple practical steps. Let me give you a few practical steps of how to live this out and how we can think differently. How we can let God work through us and how we can put this process of encouragement into action. Number one, to let God work through us, we need to encourage others daily. Encourage others daily. And again, why do we do this? Again, because the voices of discouragement, they're so real, right? They're constant. They're so prevalent everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, you can find the voice of discouragement. At home, you can find the voice of discouragement. Man, this house isn't clean enough. I need to do this, right? I'm not good enough. I can't believe I let the house get to this point, right? At work, man, I wish I had the gifts that they had over there. I wish I was better at work. I wish I could do that. We hear these voices at the gym. Can you believe they're wearing that at the gym? I wish I could wear that. I would look terrible in that, right? We get this voice of discouragement and we keep hearing it and we fall into this trap and it's so easy to tell ourselves that we're inadequate. It's so easy for us to talk ourselves into saying, you know what, I'm not a good mom. I'm not a good dad. I'm not a good son. I'm not a good daughter. I'm not a good wife. I'm not a good husband. It's so easy to talk ourselves into this. This is why the writer of Hebrews said this in Hebrews 3:13. He says, but encourage each other every day while it is today. Help each other so none of you will become hardened because sin has tricked you. Encourage each other every day while it is today. Use every single day. Use every single moment as an opportunity to help somebody else, to encourage somebody, and do it daily. And why? So that we don't become hardened by sin. So we don't become tricked by sin. Listen, what sin is a separation from God. And Satan will do anything he can to get somebody to sin because he will do anything he can to separate us from God. But when we encourage others, It completely goes on the opposite side of that. It fights directly against that. Satan wants us to listen to the lie that, you know, we're not good enough. And he wants us to fall in sin. And if we're not encouraging others, what we're really doing is we're only helping Satan's cause. So encourage others daily. Every single day, we need to be a voice of encouragement to people. We need to allow God to use us in that way every single day. If we've got something good to say, say it. Don't just hold it in. Don't say, you know what, I feel uncomfortable saying that nice thing to somebody. Just say it. Just do it. Never rob somebody else from a blessing that God gives you to give to them. Anytime you have something good to say, say it. Text it, Facebook it, email it, snail mail it, whatever it is, just say it. Get it out and bless others. Encourage others. If you have something good to say, turn it into a gift of encouragement because people need you to encourage them. Get a little vulnerable here and just say, look at me, for example. Again, I started this off saying, you know what, I was in this place where I'm kind of struggling with this. I just felt kind of discouraged this week. And this was kind of one of those things like that we have some amazing people here today. So there were some things that were said to me that were so encouraging throughout this week. Like last week I preached on giving and generosity, and it's always uncomfortable to preach on that, just to let you know. And so I just felt a little bit down. I'm like, man, this is crazy. And like, listen, I never really feel good. I'm not fishing for any compliments or anything, but a lot of times I don't really feel good about my sermons on a Sunday. I feel great about them on a Saturday. I got my prep work in. I'm like, this is going to rock. And then after Sunday, I'm like, wow, crash and burn time, Corbin, way to go. And like last week was no different. So I'm thinking like, yeah, so speaking on generosity. But what was insane is this, is that God put people in the life, in my life, from this church to encourage me. Monday, somebody said, nice job. Like they really liked the way I spoke on the sermon. They said it face to face with me. I'm thinking like, that's crazy. Listen, and then Tuesday, there was a text message that somebody said. Wednesday, there was a phone call. It was just crazy that God's putting these in place. Like, and it was, I was just encouraged because these people just said something that was on their minds. Listen, they probably had no clue that it meant anything to me. It was just almost said in passing. But God used that in a way to encourage me. And God wants you to use you to encourage others like he encouraged me this week. Encourage one another daily so we're not hardened by sin's deceitfulness. And then the writer of Hebrews continued on. He said this in chapter 10 and verses 24 through 25. He said, let us think about each other and help each other to show love and to do good deeds. You should not stay away from the church meetings as some are doing, but you should meet together and encourage each other. Do this even more as you see the day coming. Encourage others daily. Think about ways to help each other out. Think about ways to show love. And then meet regularly. Do this regularly so that you can encourage others to do and act upon these encouraging acts, right? Listen to this verse. It says, don't stay away from the church meetings as some people do. Listen, this is why we do church together, right? So that we can do life together, so that we can walk through this and we can encourage each other. This is why we have this thing called the roast tonight, so that we can do life together. We can hang out. We can walk through this thing and we can encourage others and we can place ourselves in a situation where we can receive encouragement, right? This is why we do life groups, so that we can encourage each other. Don't stay away from things like these because they're designed for you to be encouraged and for you to encourage others. And oftentimes I think we may even go, you know what? Yeah, but I don't need that, right? I don't need to go to church. I feel pretty good. I'm pretty encouraged, right? But the truth is, you might not need it, but somebody probably needs you. So don't stay away from these things and from these areas where you have opportunities to encourage others. Be more generous and be more bold in your love to encourage others. Encourage others daily. And the number two is encourage others spiritually. Encourage others spiritually, and that's taking that encouragement really to the next level. It's taking a compliment and it's tying it back to God when appropriate. And notice I said when appropriate. Don't be weird, like just throwing that out there. Oftentimes you can be super weird about stuff. Don't be weird, but use it and point back to God when appropriate. Encouraging others spiritually is seeing God work in other people's lives, and it's pointing it out, right? It's pointing it out to help them spiritually. And Paul sets a great example of this in his writings, and he does so here in Romans 1, 10 through 12. He says this. He says, I pray that I would be allowed to come to you, and this will happen if God wants it. I want very much to see you, to give you some spiritual gifts to make you strong. I mean that I want us to help each other with the faith we have. Your faith will help me, and my faith will help you. Here's Paul, right? And he's looking at the Romans, and really, he's kind of searching for something nice to say if you're looking to break it down here. But he's saying, like, you know what? Your faith can help mine, He's saying, I like your faith. Your faith can help my faith, and my faith can help your faith. He's saying, let's make each other stronger in this area. Let's sharpen each other. And we should do the same thing as well. Whenever we are around people, we need to help them grow stronger in the Lord. We need to help them be strengthened in their faith. Again, this is why we do all this together. This is why we do life groups, because we can strengthen our faith together. I want to be around people that build me up and strengthen me. I want to be around people and be in the opportunities where I can strengthen them as well. Encourage each other spiritually and take that compliment to the next level. Look to see how God is working in someone else and point them out. Call them out on it, right? Give you just so you know, like just kind of an example of this. Like, so if you have a friend, he's like just being an incredible husband to his wife. Call him out on it. Say, you know what? The way you love your wife, the way you responded to that, man, it blesses me. It makes me want to be a better husband. Or if you're not married yet, it makes me want to be that kind of husband to my wife when I get married, right? Call them out on that. If you see somebody that just like worships God, like who has a heart for worship, call them out on it. Be like, you know what? When you raise your hands and I see that you have this intimate relationship with God, it stirs me to do the very same thing. Encourage them in that. When you see someone invite someone to church, call them out of them and say, you know what? The way you invite people, how many people you bring, it makes me want to be more evangelistic. It makes me want to really do that as well. If you see somebody who's just real in their faith, call them out on that. Give them a compliment. Say, you know what? I love that you're just real, right? I love that you're transparent. I love that you're authentic. I think Jesus would be honored by that. Call them out on it. Find those things that tie back to God and call them out on it. Even regular things without going weird, but you can still look at regular things and you can bring God into it as well. Maybe with your kid, there's a teaching moment. Maybe you did something great, whether it was at school, maybe you had a great tackle, whatever it was. You can look to him and be like, man, God's given you this incredible gift. Great job using it, you know? Encourage others spiritually. Take something normal and bring the God element into it to encourage others spiritually. Encourage others daily and encourage others spiritually. And then number three, encourage yourself in the Lord. Now, this one may sound a little bit weird, I'll be honest, but this is a huge step into thinking different. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Because the truth is, there's going to be times where no one else will or even can encourage you. There's going to be times where your only option is to find strength and to find encouragement in the Lord. In fact, there's a great example of this in the Old Testament in 1 Samuel 36. It's King David. And here's King David. The context of this is where he's completely distressed. Like, his men all hate him, right? He's at this place where everybody is against him. So check this out. He's in this, like, terrible season of life, terrible season of battle here. 1 Samuel 36. It says, the men in the army were threatening to kill David with stones. These are the men in his own army, by the way. Like, these are his own men. They're threatening to kill him with stones, which greatly upset David. Each man was sad and angry because his sons and daughters had been captured. But David found strength in the Lord his God. The King James Version says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. I love this because here's David. Everybody's against him. And they even had a reason to be, right? Their sons and daughters, they've been captured. So all his men, they're all sorts of mad. They're all against him. They're angry with him. They're ready to throw stones at him. And David's all alone. But it says he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He found strength in the Lord. Every now and then you just need to encourage yourself in the Lord your God. There's going to be times where people all around you are wanting to throw stones at you. You may be even getting stones tossed at you. You're going to have to duck a little bit, but encourage yourself in the Lord, right? There's going to be times where the voices of discouragement are all around you and they're going to tear you down. There's going to be times where the voices of discouragement aren't even voices. They're just straight up screams. But you have to step back and say, you know what? I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord. And to encourage ourselves in the Lord, we may need to reflect on how God has blessed us or what God is doing around us. Just give you an example of this, of how I was kind of able to encourage myself in the Lord this week. Kind of an incredible story. So we know we've been praying for Dave Carpenter, who's a guy within the church. Dave hasn't been here for 6 weeks, and he hasn't even been to work for 6 weeks. And if you know Dave, that's like not normal at all, right? He's a worker, never misses a day of work. So he's had these low-grade fevers. He's been dizzy, has all these things going on with him. And he thought it was mono, but he's having these tests and going through. And then he had an x-ray, not last week, but the week prior. And he got the x-ray back, and they said, you know what, you need to go into and get an MRI, and then you need to go to the oncologist. So he's sitting like, oh, an oncologist is never a good sign when you need to go to that, right? So he needs to go in there. He's thinking, looking at cancer, like right in the face. So a couple people prayed for him. We're doing that. And then I was lucky enough, I was able to go with him to the oncologist meeting on Thursday. Comes in there. I pick him up Thursday early in the morning. He comes out and he just doesn't look good. I'm going to be honest. He didn't look good. He looked just exhausted, had a grayish tone to him. He's lost a lot of weight. And he jumps in and we go in there and he says, you know, I just don't really look good. So then we prayed before he went in and we're just praying, man. We just prayed for straight healing. We said, God, let there be no cancer anywhere in your body. And continue to pray that over him and continue to pray that way. He's going through the appointment. His daughters were there, so I sat out in the waiting room with his daughters and stuff while he was in with his wife. And then he comes out. It was about an hour and a half. Like, never, just not a good, comfortable sign of an hour and a half waiting. Like, what are they doing? They're probably talking next steps. They're probably talking treatments, talking all this stuff. So we continue to pray. We continue just to try to get the girls' attention off of that. So we're going through there. But then he comes out of the doctor appointment. I would have sworn that this is like a little league kid who just hit his first home run ever, right? Like, I'm talking like grinning ear to ear, two thumbs up, like no cancer in his body. Like, yeah, let's give a clap. Like, no cancer in his body. We can encourage ourselves in the Lord by what God is doing. God is a healer, and we can look to things like that. God's done things in our life that maybe we need to write down so that we can go back and we can recall, and we can go back and we can look at that and say, you know what, God moved here, so why is he not going to move here? Like, why should I doubt that he's going to move here if God did this back there, right? Encourage yourself in the Lord by reflecting on what God is doing or has done. And there's other times, too, we may just need to preach to ourselves. Let's be honest. To encourage ourselves in the Lord, we may need to preach to ourselves, right? We need to speak his truth out loud into our lives. When we feel discouraged, we may just need to say, you know, when there's trouble on the outside and fear on the inside, my God is an encourager. We need to say to ourselves, my God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. We need to say, you know what, if God is for me, then who can be against me? We need to tell ourselves, you know what, I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. We need to tell ourselves that God's working together in all good, the things for good, because I love him. What the devil meant for evil, God's going to stick it back to him, right? We need to tell ourselves that. We need to preach to ourselves and say, my God is going to work this out, because my God encourages those who are discouraged. Maybe you walked in today with some heavy voices of discouragement. Maybe you heard this voice that says, you know what, you're not going to make it. You're not good enough. You can't do this, right? You can't get this done. You're never going to get through this, right? Your kids are going to continue down the wrong way. Your kids are going to continue down the wrong path. You're always going to struggle financially. Maybe these are the voices that you're hearing, right? Your health is worse, and it's going to continue to get worse and worse. You got trouble on the outside, and you have fear on the inside. But what do? You embrace the truth that we serve a God who encourages those who are discouraged. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Because God works through encouragement. I want to challenge you today to let God work through you. Become an encourager. Build others up and become a gift to other people. Encourage others daily. Encourage others spiritually. And encourage yourself in the Lord. Let's think different. And let's become a voice of encouragement. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you right now. God, we thank you for today. God, we thank you for speaking to us. God, we thank you for calling us to think different so that we can change the world, God, for you. God, we thank you for calling us to be a voice of encouragement, God. God, we thank you for calling us to be a voice of encouragement to those who are tired, God. And God, we thank you that when we are tired, that you have come to encourage us. When there's battles on the outside and fear on the inside, God, you provide encouragement. And God, we thank you for that. God, we ask that you help us to encourage ourselves and you alone. And God, we ask that you help us to encourage others daily. And God, I ask that you help us to go to the next level and encourage others spiritually as well. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Life Change Church podcast. If you are here today and you're listening and you made a decision to follow Christ, we would love to hear about it. Or maybe you're here and you're listening and that God is asking you to make the next step with whatever that it is in your life. We would love to hear about it and partner up with you. If you would, go to www.lifechangechurch.com. mylifechangedchurch.com, and under the media section, please fill out the contact us information and let us know if you made a decision to follow Christ. Let us know what God is asking of you. And if you need prayer, we would love to partner up with you in prayer as well. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that it both encouraged and challenged you. Have a great week.